So, if you are going to close your eyes to go into a state of relaxation, you can do that now. And if you open them as you go along, that's fine. It's really up to you. Initially, you can just let yourself be exactly where you are. Just feeling what you're feeling, experiencing what you're experiencing, and not particularly trying to relax or feel more comfortable. You do not have to make yourself relax. You can just let what conscious distractions that are there be there. You can let any noise, outside or inside the room, just be there. If you need to move any part of yourself, that's fine. Now I want you to think about the top of your head. Many people don't realize that tension often starts in the little muscles of the scalp. So I want you to think about those little muscles and the skin of your scalp and just allow them to let go and relax. Now all the muscles of your face, just let them go slack. Your forehead and your eyes and eyelids, the cheeks, mouth and jaw muscles. It's a wonderful feeling when you let your face totally relax, because you can actually feel the skin settling, smoothing out. It might mean that your mouth opens slightly, but whatever's best to you, just let it happen. Because the more you physically relax, the more you can mentally relax. Thinking about your neck and shoulder muscles now, and into the tops of your arms, letting all tensions drain away as you think on down through your elbows, into your forearms, down through your wrists, and into your hands. Right the way down into the very tips of your fingers and tips of your thumbs. Just letting all those muscles let go and relax. And now think about your breathing, noticing your breathing even more steadily, even more slowly, as you relax more and more. So you can let any tension in the chest area simply drain away as you think on down to your stomach muscles, letting those muscles relax too. Think down into your back now. The long muscles either side of the spine, just let those muscles relax. And your waist and pelvis and your main thigh muscles, as you think on down through your knees, down through the shins and calves, just allowing all those areas to relax and let go. As you think on down through your ankles, through your feet, into the very tips of your toes. All the muscles of your body beautifully relaxed and easy, very lazy. And now you're so beautifully relaxed, nobody wanting anything, nobody expecting anything, and absolutely nothing whatsoever for you to do, except to relax. I want you just to let your mind and your imagination drift, feeling lazy, easy, and comfortable. And I want you to imagine that you're standing on the terrace of a lovely old house. A house like a stately home or country mansion. You can feel the sun on your head and shoulders. Not too hot, just comfortable. There's a gentle breeze playing against your skin. As you look around you, you notice an elegant marble flight of steps. 10 broad steps leading down into a beautiful sunken garden. A garden where you sense peace, well-being, and comfort. Make it really vivid in your mind. In a moment, I'm going to count down from 10 to 0. And as I count all the way down from 10 down to 0, I want you to imagine that each number is a step down on this beautiful staircase. A step down towards this beautiful garden. And each step you take is another step down into deeper and even deeper levels of relaxation. So that by the time you get to 0, you will be as deeply relaxed as you can ever imagine, while still being able to hear and respond to the sound of my voice. 10. Take the first step down now, relaxing and letting go. 9. Feeling more and more relaxed. No need to hurry. Plenty of time. 8. Moving down easily now. 7. Deeper and deeper. 6. Deeper still. Your breathing becoming slower and steadier. 5. Really relaxing now. Just let go. 4. Becoming calmer and calmer. 3. Calmer still now. 2. More and more relaxed. 1. All the way down now to 0. And now you find yourself in this wonderful garden. You can feel the softness of the newly cut grass beneath your feet, as the scent of masses of brightly coloured flowers seems to envelop you, and there's the gentle sound of birds singing, echoing faintly in the stillness of the air. It's almost a magical place, stretching into the distance as far as the eye can see, with beautiful shrubs, tall, elegant trees, and an ornamental fountain which seems to feed into a gently trickling stream. This fascinates you, and you wander to the edge of the stream and gently lower yourself into the clear water, feeling its freshness as it envelops you, marvelling at the sense of tranquility that sweeps over you, and listening to the faint sound of the fountain splashing into the pool that feeds this gentle stream. After a while, you lay back on the grass and gaze up at the clearest of blue skies. And as you relax more and more, your eyes begin to close, and you just drift off into a deep and relaxing sleep. And as you sleep, you have a dream. You dream that your whole body is becoming lighter, lighter and lighter. So light that you feel you must surely begin to float on air at any moment. And then you feel yourself just floating and drifting, gently borne aloft and supported by the softest warm breezes. And you can somehow see through your closed eyelids that you're floating in a sea of colour, a warm sea of colour that relaxes and comforts you as you drift, suspended in warmth and colour that seems somehow unreal, and yet at the same time has a comfortingly familiar feel to it. You're aware of misty reds and orange, soft muted yellow, gentle greens, and blues that seem somehow like clouds, and the deepest, softest indigos and violets that you could ever have imagined. And it begins to dawn on you that you're floating in a rainbow, a magical rainbow. Because in this rainbow, time and space don't exist in the same way that we usually know it. You might have floated there for just a moment, or for 100 years, maybe for a lifetime, or just perhaps for the blinking of an eye. You could have floated forwards in time, to a time that could be far beyond our future. Or maybe back in time, back before your own lifetime. It gradually begins to seem to you that you might even be able to float here for just as long as you wish, with this wonderful, relaxed feeling, just floating and drifting through this magical sea of gentle colours, where time seems to be suddenly of so little importance. And now your mind is prepared and receptive to everything I'm going to say to you. And everything I say, if it is for your benefit, will be accepted and acted upon by the subconscious. It will have a steadily increasing effect upon the way you think, the way you feel, and the way you behave. And the influence of these suggestions, as they are for your benefit, will continue to increase over the coming days and weeks and months. Your subconscious mind has confirmed that it is helping you to relax, helping you to cope so much better with life, and giving you a confidence within yourself to deal with any situation that life has to offer. Your subconscious mind has also given you a new understanding of yourself, and this understanding gives you the power to make vital changes for your benefit. So now, with every day that passes, your confidence is increasing. The confidence of knowing that you are capable of doing whatever you set your mind to, with a positive attitude and a quiet strength. Now, more and more, you become aware of a transformation taking place in your personality, and you are adopting a more positive outlook on life. You believe in yourself more every day, and you are learning to act boldly, realizing that you are fully capable of making the proper decisions and having the confidence to carry them through. So each day you become more secure within yourself. With your new relaxed attitude, both towards yourself and towards others, you realize that you are gaining control. Control of your thoughts, your feelings, and your emotions. And this gives you a tremendous feeling of satisfaction, knowing that whatever happens, you can deal with the situation in a calm and a relaxed way. You know that the key to good health is a calm and relaxed attitude towards life. Now you begin to accept life as it is, and you accept people as they are. So, as you continue to relax more and more with every day that passes, you feel better within yourself and about yourself. This gives you the opportunity to become more aware of the wide range of the resources which are yours, resources which are within you, which are there for your use. As you become more aware of these resources, then you become more and more confident. And with these new resources, you know that you are directing your life now, and you know that life can bring the good things to you. In this way, you are happier with each day that passes. Anticipate happiness, and happiness is yours. And of course, you feel better each day because you are happy. Now I want to tell you a story. Once upon a time, there were two trees growing by the bank of a river, a tall tree and a small tree. And that small young tree, it knew how to wave and dance in the breeze. It knew how to be very flexible. And when the wind blew, it enjoyed changing its perspective. It enjoyed just dancing and moving, moving and dancing. It would see so many things when it changed its perspective. And that big tree was so inflexible. It used to envy the small tree. But it was a little bit scared of changing its perspective. It was a little bit nervous about it. So one day it asked the small tree, "How do you do that? How do you change the way you see things? Change the way you enjoy things?" And the little tree said, "Well, you must kind of let go, and you just let it happen." And so the next time when that wind blew, the big tree really wanted to let go. And the little tree said, "You can do it. You can do it. You can make those changes. No need to be afraid. Your roots go down deep in the ground, and you can have inner stability. Even though you're moving with the winds of change, enjoying the dance, that inner dance of life, and you can allow that to happen all by itself." And that big tree was so happy, feeling its way into a new way of seeing things. And because it had a new way of seeing things, it also had a new way of recalling things, bringing back images when it wanted to recall the dance. And that big tree also learned, as it got more flexible in its behavior and its perceptions, that what it thought was the horizon was really only a limitation it was placing on itself. And as it swayed and danced, danced and swayed, it could see further. Fields beyond towns. It could even see the sea in the distance. And it was so happy to have a new way of seeing things. So happy to know that it could recall, in a new way, pleasant images, pleasant memories. It is from positive experience that you learn how to use your confidence in a way that builds and grows stronger every day. Increase self-worth, recognizing even more than before that only good and positive thoughts are of value to you, that negative thoughts harm you. They actually harm you. You allow only good and positive thoughts. It is so very easy to be that person who does not allow for mistakes to be made. And it can be a comfort to know that an error is simply an opportunity to do it differently next time. Perfection is almost never needed. And even champion athletes are never perfect all the time and sometimes get it wrong. It's interesting to observe that when the Navajo Indians weave their beautiful rugs and blankets, they always leave a knot, an imperfection, so that the gods are never angered and think that they are trying to be gods themselves. it can be comforting to know that you can give yourself permission to feel safe and enjoy those things that are important, knowing that the world will not come to an end if you leave or not, so that the gods know that you are not challenging them, just doing the best you can and leaving it at that. As you go deeper now, just listening to the sound of my voice, you can be aware of those comfortable, heavy feelings of legs, of arms, of your entire body that seems to float in time and space. These hypnotic sensations that allow you to know that you have traveled from one state of awareness into another state in a calm and confident way. And I wonder now if you can allow those feelings to continue, those comfortable, relaxed sensations of mind and body, as you drift and dream, and my voice drifts with you. You now look to the future in that way that tells you that things will go well, that you will succeed, that you are special, attractive, intelligent and capable. And in this way you program yourself to succeed, and you will succeed. You now look to the future and see only good things and good people happening to you, as you move forward to grasp opportunities, seeing those opportunities clearly, intensely aware that all your worthwhile goals are attainable. You have all the confidence you need to build upon, all the capabilities and capacities to be that person that you want to be, special and exciting. You and you alone have your best interests at heart. You now take control of your life. Now you are taking control. You trust your own judgment in all things, and you know that you alone have your best interests and of those who are close to you within your control. And it is with profound satisfaction now that you undertake and commit yourself to your own best interests, utilizing to your highest potential your capability, your special qualities, accepting your feelings of self-congratulation as you achieve your worthwhile goals. You find it easy to concentrate on what is important to you. Your subconscious mind helps you in those ways, reminding you of your successes, of your positive abilities, of all your special qualities. Others appreciate you more as you demonstrate your confidence. Your positive approach allows those around you to have confidence in you. As your confidence grows and manifests itself in your day-to-day success. Now your creativity discovers new ways of releasing itself to become effective and part of your own special personality. You impress and amaze all with your clarity of thought and expression of new ideas and input to every situation. Once the bystander, now at the forefront, establishing yourself as that interesting, positive person that you are. You can now be aware that you are the equal of all, relaxed and comfortable in every situation. You are realizing now with greater clarity each and every day that you can unlearn that feeling of fear and lack of confidence. You now take a deep breath. Relax yourself from head to toe. And take the image into your mind of you, happy and secure, confident and self-assured, as you tell yourself, I can, I will. This comfortable, pleasant image soothes your mind, and all fear and self-doubt leaves you completely. You unlearn fear by being positive and realizing that the only thing that can hurt you is the fear itself. No longer do you accept fear or negativity. You banish in their entirety all unwanted, inappropriate thoughts and symptoms, allowing only good thoughts and positive feelings to grow and become part of your special personality. You do this easily because you're in control. It will become easier and easier for you to do this as you take control. And you will take control. In a moment, I'm going to bring you back to full awareness. You will feel calm, refreshed, relaxed, fully aware and normal in every way. Now, slowly and calmly, easily and gently, you're returning to full awareness once again. From head to toe, you are feeling perfect in every way. Physically perfect, mentally alert, and emotionally serene. Your eyes are beginning to feel sparkling clear, almost as if they are bathed in fresh spring water. And now, when you are ready, you can let your eyelids open. You are fully aware once again. Take a deep and refreshing breath. Fill up your lungs and have a good stretch.